Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I come before you, giving you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God. Father, without you, we are nothing. We is nothing, Lord God. And we just come to get a word tonight. We come to hear from you, Lord God. Touch our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us, Lord God. Open our eyes to see who we are, who you call us to be, who you created us to be, Lord God, that we may confidently walk in it, talk in and operate and be all that you call us to be and all that you call us to do, Lord God. I thank you for each and every person on this prayer line tonight. And I pray that everybody get what they need in the spirit as well as in the natural, as well as in their consciousness, Lord God. I ask for healing, deliverance, salvation, whatever they need, Lord, it's already in the house. It's already sold. It's already done, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that our lives will be forever changed by your word, by the anointing that destroys every yoke and stronghold, every heavy burden, every depression, oppression, everything that the enemy brings, it is denounced now in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. We submit and surrender unto you, our high power, our source, our father, our provider, our peace, our joy, our strength, our everything, because without you, we is nothing. I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On tonight, I'll be talking about my subtopic is stop devaluing who you are. Yes. Stop devaluing who you are. Yes, you have value. Your life has worth. God is saying, stop devaluing who you are. I've created you. I've called you. I made you. I empowered you. I strengthened you. And you have everything that you need. And my subtopic is, you are built for this. Yes, you are built for this. Yes, you can handle it. You can endure. You can go through. Yes, you will make it to the finish line. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's already provided. The way is already made. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the value means reduce or underestimate the worth or the importance of yes. Don't devalue. Don't underestimate who you are. Yes. Know your worth. Know your value. Know your importance to God and to the kingdom and to your sisters and brothers. Yes. Know your value. Know your worth. The enemy is trying to downtrodden God's people by saying they are not this and they are not that. They can't do this and they can't do that. No, you can't preach like TD Jakes because you ain't TD Jakes. You are you. God called you. You are unique, and everything about you is good, he said. Yes. Stop devaluing who God called you to be. Stop devaluing of who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the enemy that bring about accusations. The Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren. God is not accusing you. It's the devil. You are allowing him. You are allowing the doorway for him to come in and say, I can't do this. Yes, you can. I can't pray like such and such. You ain't supposed to. You're supposed to pray like you. I can't preach like such and such. You're not supposed to, because you are you and they are they, and we are who God called and created us to be. Yes, you can. God has given you the tools that you need. You have to invest in yourself and use the tools. You have the tools, but if you don't use them, it has no value, no worth for you. But it's up to you to take what God has given you. He has equipped you for a time such as this. Yes, it's not our work. It's who God called and created us to be. It's not you doing it. It's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, propelling you, pushing you, causing you to do the work that God has caused you to do. Stop devaluing yourself. Stop depreciating yourself, saying, I can't do it. I'm not worthy. If you fell short, get up. Ask for forgiveness and keep moving. Don't allow the devil to keep making condemnation and condemning you. That's his job. That's his purpose. That's his mission. But if you're the head, You got to walk in it. You got to know. You got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt who you are, who God called and who God created you to be. Yes, you. He chose you. Little old bitty you. Little old bitty shy me. Don't like to talk in front of people. Very shy. He calls us to do what he wants us to do. But it's up to us to do what God has called us to do. Glory to God. Stop devaluing who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm gonna read from the Amplified Bible tonight. Genesis 1:1-2. Genesis 1:1-2. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and empty. Empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, of the very great deep. The Spirit of God of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Okay. In the beginning, God spoke everything into existence. He spoke it. He said it. And it became. It became what he said. There was darkness, no light, no nothing. It was empty void. But he spoke it into existence. Okay. Go to verse 27 in the same chapter. In verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its very resources in the services of God and man. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, in the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the waters." And God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the land, and every tree and seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." Okay, and 31. And God said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, suitable, pleasant, and he approved it completely. There was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. And let's look at these words. Let's look at what God said man was. He said, and God, he created, and then he blessed. Let's look at what created means. Created means bring into existence in God's own image and likeness. An image means a picture that has been created or copied. We are the copied person, or the copied image of God, the very image of God. So we're looking at God created everything when there was nothing. And he spoke it into existence, but he created us to be like him. Do you see the man? Do you see your work? Do you see your value? We are the very image, the very picture of who he is. People look at me and they say, "You look like your daddy." I look like my daddy. Oh, glory to God. The very image. You look like your daddy. You have all things that he has, all power he has, you have. You got to see yourself like God. You got to see how God see us. I was studying this thing. He woke me up 3 o'clock that morning, giving me this word, giving more in depth. You got to see yourself like God sees you. I had to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes I think we forget. The storms come beating us down. Situations come. The enemy keeps lying and whispering in our ears. And we lose who we are. We lose our value of who we are. We lose sight of the value because we don't lose our value because he already created us in his image, in his likeness. And that's what God wants you to see. Likeness is the fact or quality of being alike, resemble, and the semblance on outward appearance of. We are the very likeness, the very outward appearance, the very inward appearance of who God is, the very image, the very picture of who God is. And the Bible says when he created, he said, and he saw everything was good. It was good. He didn't say you had some flaws or you had some issues, but everything that he did was good. It was good. You is good. You is capable. You is able to do what our Father do, to be the very image, to be the very spokesman, to be the very prayer warrior, to be the very minister. Because a minister is on a teacher of good news. We all do that. Yes, you is able. You is more than able to handle what God has called you to do and given you to do. You got to go back and see yourself. Sometimes the enemy brings situations in our lives and we keep doubting God. Well, what's going on, God? What I'm falling in something? Something not right? I'm not doing something? You is the image of God. You got to see who you is. You got to see who God called you to be, who he made you to be. You got to look at God, at yourself like God see you. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can make it. I can prevail. Yes, I do have the mind of Christ. Yes, I am going to finish the course and the race that's set before me. I have everything that I need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at, let's turn to, bless. The word bless means made holy, consecrated, endowed with divine favor and protection. Oh my God. We endowed with divine favor and protection. Empowered, endowed with. Oh my God. Favor and protection. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, and nothing broken. That's what blessed is. We are blessed. Nothing is lacking, nothing missing, and nothing broken. You got to see yourself like that. Stop holding your head down, being discouraged, being depressed, like you can't do what you need to do. Yes, you can. Yes, the storms come and go. What storm lasts always? I ain't seen one yet. It got to pass over. In the natural as well as in the spirit, it has to pass over. And if you just sit, sometimes you just got to be still and let it pass over. Sometimes you just got to bow down and say, Lord, I don't know, but you know it's all things. You know I can make it. You know I have the strength. You know how the bills going to be made. You know how everything going to fall in place. You know, God, that I need healing in my body. You know, God, that my kids are running havoc. But, God, you know it's all things. And you can fix it, God. You can do it, God. And we can do it through you, God. We can do it. We can speak to the mountains, and the mountains will be moved, God. We can decree and declare a thing, and it shall be so. And not only that, it shall be blessed, and it shall come to pass. Glory to God. Yes, you. You have the power in your mouth. You have the power to say things. You have the power to speak to things. You have the power to denounce things. He has given man all power over everything. Yes, you have power over everything. Even the gas. We can say it's increased. We can say nothing lacking. No lack. We can say we have a big abundance of whatever you need. Yes, yes. Glory to God. Let's turn to Genesis 2:19-20. Genesis 2:19-20. And remember, I'm reading out the Amplified Bible. Okay, it says, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every wild beast and living creature of the field, and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. And Adam gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the air and to every wild beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet suitable, adapted, complementary for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while he slept, he took one of the ribs or a part of his side and closed up the place with flesh." Hallelujah. Man, God gave Adam power to name everything. You have the power. He gave man power for everything that we need. He didn't tell the horse to speak to it. He told man to speak to it. He told Adam to speak to it. Glory to God. You got to see yourself like God see you. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "God has given us all power that pertains to life and godliness." Oh my God. He has given us all power. Not some power, but all power. And he said, not just for life, but for life and godliness, that we can live this life with godliness. He has given us everything that we need. We would all excuses why we can't live up to the expectations of our Father. Yes, we can live up to his expectations. We are his likeness. We are his very image. My God. Hebrews 11:1-3 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." You got to exercise your commodity, your faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So in this walk, we got to trust God for everything. We got to use our faith to decree and declare. We got to use our faith to see beyond the storms, beyond the breaks, beyond life issues. We got to use our faith to know that God is able to bring us through and carry us through. And to be there for us. And sometimes we can't even walk, but he'll carry us through. My God, he'll carry us through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23-24 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Whosoever speak," Mark 11:23-24-26 says, "Whosoever speaks to the mountain shall be removed." You got to open your mouth and decree and declare and say some stuff. Yes, you have the ability. You can do it. Stop allowing the devil to bring lies and accusations. No, devil, this is the last time I'm not listening to you. You have been evicted out of my house, out of my mind, out of my thoughts, out of my kids' lives, out of my finances. I declare the day is over. I declare the day I got the victory. I declare the day every bill paid, money coming. I declare today I have the mind of Christ. I will not be double-minded. I will not go back and forth, be double-minded and receiving nothing from God. I will stand and weather the storm and trust God. You got to open your mouth. You got to speak to the mountains. You got to speak to the storm. My God. You cannot continue to let the storm and the situations tell you what it's going to be. No, I got the victory. No, I have strength. No, I have peace. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory to God. You got to take authority. Yes, it's yours already. You ain't going to come let no thief in your house and take your goods without putting up a fight. No, that's my house. I reside here. I'm the owner of this house. No, you ain't going to continue to make me sick. I am the heel. I am the whole and total. Not just in my body, my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit. Even my conscience is healed. Yes, I am the heel. By his stripes, I am already healed. I am already whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we are new creatures in Christ, and old things has passed away, and all things has become new. My God, I'm not the same old weakling. I'm not the same old person. Just roll over and let the devil do what he want to do. No, not today, not tomorrow. No, devil, I serve you notice. You ain't serving me notice. I'm serving you notice. I'm a child of the Most High King. I got God, all heaven, and all his angels backing me. And the word of God, I already declare it's so. Take authority. My God, I'm not the same person. I'm not the same person to keep sinning. God forbid. No, I'm a new creature. I have the mind of Christ. God lives on the inside of me. And I am moved and led by his spirit, led by his voice. I no longer do the things I want to do. My flesh no longer dictates to me. My spirit man, God, tell me what to do. He leads me in places I never go. He'll open doors for me that no man should open and no man should close. Oh, my God. He is my protector. We read that from the beginning. Yes, he is my provider. He is my help. He is my mind, my peace, my joy, my hope, my expectation. Oh, he's the breath I breathe. He is my everything. Yes. He said, when I'm weak, I am made strong. Yes, I am strong. Even if the enemy thinks I am weak. No, I am strong. I am an overcomer. I have already overcame. Yes, you got to remind the enemy of who you is. When the devil tempted God, he said, for it is already written. For it is so. It's already settled, devil. I ain't got to tell you no more. The word speaks for itself. It's already done. It's already complete. The Bible says, and God rested on the seventh day, and it was a finished work. Oh, my God, it was a finished work. He has finished doing the things that he has already called and created us to do. It was a finished work. Oh, my God. I just love the word. Oh, my God. Yes, it is a finished work in him. Glory to God. Romans 11:29 says, the gifts are without repentance. We keep allowing the devil to come and say, well, I can't minister. I can't pray. I fell short. I can't go for God's people. No, once you ask God forgiveness, God's not gonna keep holding you hostage. Keep reminding. The Bible says he remember your sins no more. You the one holding yourself hostage. Keep saying I did this and I did that. God said, well, what you talking about? I forgave you that. I don't even remember that no more. You got to simply let it go. You got to get up and pick up the pieces, ask for forgiveness, and ask for forgiveness from God. And if you offended your sisters and brothers, you got to get forgiveness. Go to them for forgiveness. Yes, we always say we got to ask forgiveness from God. We do. But God said before you bring your gifts to the altar, you got to go to your sister and your brother and ask for forgiveness for the things that you offended them with. My God. Glory to God. Romans 8:1 reads, there's no condemnation, no adjudging, guilty of wrong of those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. Stop condemning yourself. Stop charging yourself, giving yourself a charge that God has already forgiven you. And he has already taken care of it at the cross. Yes, it was the bill has been paid in full at the cross. Yes, glory to God. You are free in your mind, heart, and spirit. Let it go. Let it go. The blood has already cleansed and purified you. My God. Yes. Oh, my God. 1 John 2:1 says, we have an advocate with our Father. When we do fall short and we ask forgiveness, we can go to God and ask for forgiveness and repent. Hebrews 8:12 says, he will forgive our sins and remember them no more. No more. The Bible says he throws them to the sea of forgiveness. You got to let it go. You got to come up to the plate and realize who God called you to be. The Bible says he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession that you go all the way, that you make it, praying for us, cheering for us. He's our biggest cheerleader. Romans 14 and 23 says, and anything is that is not faith is sin. Oh, my God. We don't have these big sins, but we have these sins that we don't trust God. We don't believe God. When things get a little, the storms, the winds be blowing and the rain pouring down. Oh, God, no, thank you, God. I know you are my provider. The Bible says a double-minded man receiving nothing from God, and he is stable in all his ways. We got to face it out all the way. We can't be wishy-washy because the Bible calls it sin. Not trusting God is simply sin. Oh, my God. We got to simply trust God no matter what it is. We got to simply trust God. We got to trust God. We can't allow the enemy to bring accusations of lies. God don't see us. He don't love us. We're not fit for the kingdom. We're not fit to do this. We're not fit to do that. No, devil, you is a liar. And the father thereof, God already created and called me and established me. And he say it's finished. It's a finished work in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read James 1, 2 through 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James 1, 2 through 8. You got to understand who you are. Who God called you to be. Amen. James 1, 2 through 8. It says, consider it which joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in an encounter or trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations, be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness, fastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. Oh, my God. It says, yes, the storm's going to come. But just because the storm comes don't mean you're out of character. It just say, be steadfast. Trust God. Wait on God. And the storms don't come to break you or kill you or make you go back. It comes to make you better, to make you perfect. It comes to give you an expected end. It comes to give you the ability that I'm going to trust God despite of. Yes. It says lacking nothing. It's fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. Yes. And it says, five says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask for it. Ask for wisdom. Ask, Lord, what I need to do. What is my assignment? What I need to pray about? What I need to fast about? How I need to encourage? How I need to go about my day, God? Yes, you is in control. You have given me everything that I need. What tools do I need to use today to go and tear the devil kingdom down? To pray and help my sisters and brothers. Lead me to a place where I need to be a blessing to somebody, God. I have everything I need. I'm not afraid of the coronavirus. I'm not afraid of the gas shortage. Because we in this world, but we're not of this world. And our Father provides for us. We trust God. We have the ability to speak to the gas, speak to the wind, speak to the storm. We have authority over not something, but over everything. Yes, over everything. God honors his word. He said not only that he shall bring it to pass, but he shall bless what you pray for, bless what you send the word out to do. Yes, that's a twofold thing. You praying for it, it's going to be blessed. You're going to get what you ask for if you believe, and he's going to bless it. Yes, we have authority. We are the men. We are the God in the earth. We are the very image of God, created by him, the picture of him, in his likeness, in his image. We look like our daddy. We act like our daddy. We move and operate like our daddy. We flow like our daddy because we are in his image and likeness. We will no longer be downtrodden by the enemy. We will no longer continue to let the enemy condemn us, tell us lies. But we are created, prepared, formed, fashioned by God to do the work of God. Yes, we are built for this. We'll stop devaluing who God already called us to be. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I just ask that this word touch, heal, deliver, set free. I ask that ears be open and attentive to your word, God. I thank you, Lord God, that we repented of our sins. We repented of not just trusting you, not walking by faith with everything, not just some things, but with everything. God, we are made in the image and likeness of you. Our eyes will see ourselves as you see us. We will operate in your likeness and image that you call us to do and call us to be. No longer will we listen to the lies of the devil. But we hear your voice throughout all the lies, deceitfulness, throughout all the deception, throughout all the tricks and plays that the enemy give, God. We are overpowered, overthrown, dethroned, and operate in the fullness of everything that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We bless God for the great woman of God tonight, blessing our souls. Praise God. You have to know your value. That is just too, know that you are valued. That is just too good, too good, too powerful. We bless God for her tonight. I tell you, every time these anointed men and women of God preach, I tell you, my spirit just leaps. My spirit just leaps, praise God. And for those who have missed it, we will have the podcast up this week. And so you can play it and listen to it as much as you want to, praise God. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God tonight.